This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian-installed officials are reported as trying to turn Kherson City into a fortress in Ukraine while attempting to relocate tens of thousands of residents. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The southern city of Kherson is a prime objective for both sides because of its key industries and ports. The Ukrainian army's general staff says the Kremlin's poured as many as 2,000 draftees into the surrounding region to replenish losses and strengthen frontline units. The Dnieper River figures prominently in the regional battle because it serves multiple critical functions: crossings for supplies, troops and civilians, drinking water for southern Ukraine and the annexed Crimean Peninsula, and power generation from a hydroelectric station. Much of the area, including the power station and a canal feeding water to Crimea, is under Russian control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Shopkeepers and factory workers went on strike in Iran Saturday as nationwide protests sparked by the death in custody of Mahsa Amini entered a sixth week. The death of 22-year-old Amini after her arrest for allegedly breaching Iran's strict dress code for women has fueled the biggest protest seen in the Islamic Republic for years. Young women have led the charge, removing their headscarves, chanting anti-government slogans, and confronting the security forces on the streets, despite a crackdown that rights groups say has killed at least 122 people. Giorgia Meloni has been sworn in as Italy's prime minister, the first woman to hold that office. Hers is the first far-right-led government in the country since the end of World War II. Meloni took the oath of office Saturday before the Italian president. Her 24 ministers also took